We can go on to some news items now. Norwich Market and its surrounds feature quite heavily as the pigeon problem is discussed yet again. There are complaints about parking on Guildhall Hill, and the Tesco site at Guildhall is finally sold with hopes for its future use to enhance the area. Then a few other items featuring chamber music, North Norfolk Railway and more. City folk are calling for the return of a bird of prey to move on pigeons from their beloved market, which has been terrorised by the feathered fiends for years. The Evening News polled around 400 people, asking what method they think would be the most effective to tackle the pigeons who regularly swoop over the market in their hundreds. Of the 398 who participated in our survey, 33% voted to bring back the hawk, known as Travis, which Norwich City Council introduced in December last year on a 4-week trial. However, the trial was brought to a halt after people continued to offer the pigeons industrial amounts of feed.
A business owner has slammed the council for refusing to increase the number of traffic wardens near her shop after months of problems. Charlotte Wastel, the owner of Just Essentials, is fed up with tall trucks and massive vehicles constantly using Guildhall Hill as a car park. She says drivers ignore Norwich City Council's parking restrictions, clearly displayed on signs in the street, which state between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m, parking is not permitted. She claims she has only ever seen one parking warden enforcing restrictions in the area and is calling for Norwich City Council to crack down on the patrols.
A long, empty city centre building, once home to a Tesco Metro, has been purchased by a company renowned for its regeneration projects. ALB Group has acquired the former supermarket site in Guildhall Hill, opposite Norwich Market, for an undisclosed amount of money. The firm, which specialises in revitalising city buildings, has said plans are being drawn up to establish the best way to bring the 42,987 square foot building back to life. Our vision for this building's refurbishment will ensure the site is returned to usable space that will once again benefit the community, bring jobs to the area and reinvigorate this busy thoroughfare. An empty building in such a prominent location can have a negative impact on its surroundings and the general atmosphere of an area.
Norwich Chamber Music, acknowledged as one of the finest chamber music concert series outside London, celebrates its 75th anniversary at a special event in the Assembly House on Sunday, May the 10th, where it held its first concert almost to the day in 1951. It was the brainchild of W.J. Dernerley, then head of Town Close School, who was in close touch with the musical scene and knew Benjamin Britten, who agreed to become its first president. Britten, with tenor Peter Pears, frequently performed, and Roger Rowe, the current president, remembers their vintage recital in 1951, which he attended when he was 14 years old. BBC Radio 3 broadcaster and musical personality Richard Wigmore now devises the series and has produced a stunning session of music to celebrate the Society's 75th anniversary, which opens on September the 17th with the Trio Gaspard, the famous international piano trio.
A heritage railway is welcoming back a dining experience aboard its trains during a month full of classic events. The North Norfolk Railway, NNR, also known as the Poppy Line, is celebrating great British classics with 4 weeks of events, including live entertainment, interactive experiences, and the return of its Victorian train. During the late bank holiday from May the 23rd to May the 25th, visitors will see the return of the NNR's newest dining experience, Brunch on Board. A full English breakfast will be served to guests on May the 24th while travelling in a heritage dining cart, and passengers will also be able to enjoy unlimited hop-on, hop-off steam train travel along the line. The Victorian train will also run once again, and people will have the chance to operate a fully restored signal box. The NNR's 2026 season will continue through to November the 1st, with further special events planned.
The first exhibition by Iceni Botanical Artists in Norwich opens at the Anteros Arts Foundation, Fibridge Street, on May the 19th, and runs for the rest of the month. The group was formed in 2010 and has 30 members across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. Their work is devoted to the plant world in many different ways, and their painting styles vary. While some prefer botanical illustration and love the scientifically demanding precision and accuracy, as demonstrated by the classic 18th century illustrators, others enjoy looser and freer representations. Watercolour, oil, acrylic, graphite and coloured pencils are all used by the artists.
A week-long gaming festival is returning to Norwich. Norwich Games Festival is back from May the 23rd to the 30th, promising a full week of interactive entertainment, industry insights and hands-on experiences in gaming. The festival is presented by the Forum and Norwich University of the Arts. Ellie Buchan, producer, said, "East Anglia is buzzing with creativity and talent. With so many games and tech businesses, strong university support and a growing community of students and professionals, Norwich is the perfect place to host a festival that celebrates the industry's impact. Norwich Games Festival is a chance to shine a spotlight on that energy and to inspire the next generation of creators. Hosted at the Forum, this year's programme includes video games, tabletop games, interactive workshops, industry talks and retro gaming experiences."
A beloved brewery and distillery is to close its last store in Norwich. Adnams in Unthank Road will shut at the end of May, with the company citing financial pressures, operational challenges and changing shopping habits. It follows the closure of its Wettlegate branch in the city centre last September and officially marks the end of the Suffolk-based brewery's presence in Norwich. Nick Atfield, Director of Hospitality and Retail for Adnams, said, "Following a review of Adnams' retail estate, we've taken the difficult decision to close 5 stores at the end of May 2026. These being Frinton-on-Sea, Hadley, Norwich, Saffron Walden and Stamford. This comes in the light of a period of sustained cost pressures, wider operational challenges and changes in customer shopping habits, which have affected the long-term viability of these locations."